Welcome to Tori Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we are studying Yechezkel, Perek Lamed, Chapter 30. This perek is the sixth in the series of Nebuos addressed to the other nations. It is the second of four prakim that talk directly about Mitzrayim. The chapter includes two prophecies about the destruction of Egypt. The first prophecy is 19 psukim long and speaks about the destruction of Mitzrayim on what is known as Day of Hashem. The coming of destruction will be so powerful that it will feel as if nature itself is coming to fight Egypt. It also talks about Nebuchadnezzar's battles and the destruction of the important cities of ancient Egypt. The second prophecy from Chav to Chavav 20-26 is more focused and speaks about the destruction of Egypt by Babel. The central image in this Nebuah is the image of the arm, where both Paro's arms are broken in comparison to the strengthening arm of the king of Babel. The Nebuah begins in Pasuk Beis on an undetermined date, though the Malbim suggests it is a continuation of the Nebuah in the 10th year mentioned in the last parak. Yechezkel says to Egypt, Helilu ha layom, wail, woe for the day. Until now there has been increasing instability in Egypt. The Malbim says that a final day is coming when Egypt will be destroyed entirely. It is for that day that they should wail and cry. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Ki karov yom v'karov yom l'Hashem, for the day is near, the day for Hashem is near. This final destruction is called Yom LaHashem, as Hashem is the source of these challenges. The destruction has a supernatural component. It is Yom Anan, a day of clouds. There is a physical darkness to the day that reflects the harshness of what is to come. It has a human component. It is Eska Yim Yeh, an appointed time for all the nations it will be. All the nations who joined with Mitzrayim will also be destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. When the dead are falling in Egypt, this destruction will extend through Cush, Ethiopia, to the south, and, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, V'l'klu hamona v'ner su yisodiseha, they shall take her wealth, and her foundations will be broken down. All the surrounding nations, Ethiopia, and Put, and Lud, and all the other allies of Egypt from that region, will likewise be killed. The whole area will lose its wealth and power from Migdol to Savannah, throughout the border of Egypt. They will all die by the conquest of Nebuchadnezzar's armies. Until now, the mainland of Egypt was never conquered, as it had a lot of advantages militarily. The Malbim tells us that it had many allies and an exceptionally large population to help with its defense. It had canals throughout the land, and so it was not easily sieged. They also had a political structure that promoted security. They had one king, who they deified, so that in time of war there was a unified approach. Even with all these advantages, this country and all of its allies will fall. Pasuk Ches, verse 8. Through this miraculous destruction, v'yadu ki ani Hashem, v'siti esh v'mitzrayim, v'nishbru kol ozreha. And they shall know that I am Hashem when I have set fire in Egypt and all her helpers are destroyed. The destructive force unleashed proves that there was God in charge of the world and deciding their fate. The negative Nebuah continues. Pasuk Tes, verse 9, Bayomahu, on the day of destruction, Yetsu Malachim Lifnei Batzin, messengers who are coming from Hashem himself will be sent out on ships, Laharid Es Kush Betach, to scare Kush, who never worried about its security before. For the first time, Kush will be afraid for its safety. Kush, as well as Mitzrayim, will face destruction and change, Bayom Mitzrayim, on this day when Mitzrayim is destroyed. Psukim Yud 3 Yud Beis, verses 10 through 12, now tell us the details of how this Yom Hashem, which is called Yom Mitzrayim, will happen. Vishvati is Hamon Mitzrayim v'yad Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel, and I will cause the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel. In the earlier pasuk, we learn that the Babylonian navy will scare Cush. In this pasuk, we learn that in contrast to Cush just feeling attacked, Egyptians' population will be killed. The Babylonian army are called Aritzei Goyim, the most savage of nations, who are, as the Malbim explains in Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11, Muva'im, brought by Hashem himself to destroy the land and fill it with corpses. In addition to the human toll, Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12, tells us, V'nasati ye'orim harava, the Nile and its canal systems will be destroyed through cruel and evil people who will work to tear apart the land. Even if they do not try to destroy the canals purposely, the Das Sofrim says that with no engineering experience, they will not know how to maintain the irrigation, as it was a complex and well-organized system. The water system will fall into disrepair. So far, we have heard a general overview of the destruction of Mitzrayim and its allies by the evil and cruel Babylonian Empire. Like in earlier Prakim, Yechezkel now adds an element of detail to his Nevuah that makes it come alive by describing vivid details of the location and people involved. Pasuk Yud Gimel 3 Yud Tes turns to describing not just what will happen in a general sense, but how the individual Egyptian cities are affected. Reading these psukim is like getting a tour of ancient Egypt with mention of the important spiritual and political centers. Pasuk Yud Gimel starts with the destruction of Noph, which is better known as Memphis, which was an important religious center and served at times as the capital. It was located at the mouth of the Nile River. In Pasuk Tezayin, verse 16, Yechezkel tells us that Noph will be attacked daily by invading armies. The pasuk then tells us, Vashimosi es Pasros, that Pasros will be destroyed. Pasros is a region in Upper Egypt which originally held the capital. Next, we learn that Venasati Esh Betzoan, Tzoan, which is known today as Tanis, will be burnt by fire. Tzoan, or Tanis, was in Lower Egypt in the northeastern Nile Delta. It was also a capital city and a seat of government. Its importance came from its trade and that it was highly fortified. Next, the Navi says, Va'asisi Shvatim B'No, I will execute judgments in No. The full name of No is No Amon, and according to the Das Mikra, it is the city of Thebes. According to the Targum Yonasan, it is Alexandria. Thebes was one of the most prominent and populated cities in ancient Egypt. It was a religious center and was also a capital city at various times and was a hub of important trade routes. Pasuk Tezvav, verse 15, says that its dense populace will be cut off, and in Pasuk Tezayin, verse 16, it says its city walls will be breached. Yechezkel also says in Pasuk Tezvav, verse 15, that Sin, a stronghold, will be destroyed. Sin was a fortified city and was situated on the northeast of the Nile Delta by the Mediterranean. Pasuk Yitzayin, verse 17, Bachurei Aven Ufi Veses Bacharev Yipolu. The young men of Aven, which is Heliopolis, the city of the sun to the north of Noph, will be killed, as well as the men from Pibases, which was the center for a pagan holiday worshipping cats. Vehena Vashri Telachna, their women from both these cities will be brought to captivity. Pasuk Yudches, Uvisach Pneches, Chashach Hayom. Darkness will fall over the city of Sach Pneches. This city is on the site of what is now the Suez Canal. This city is also mentioned in Yirmiyahu, Perek Mem Gimel, chapter 43, when Yirmiyahu prophesies about Egypt's eventual destruction at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. It is the place where the Jews fled after the death of Gedaliah. This city held Paro's palace, so Yirmiyahu was told to hide stones in the foundation walls of the palace, which was to show that Nebuchadnezzar was coming to destroy Egypt and this city in particular. The Malbim tells us that because Paro's palace is in this city, it was a dreary day when Nebuchadnezzar finally reached there and conquered it. It was as if there was no more daylight, as now they were entirely defeated, as it says, Nishvas Ba'gaon Uzzah, and the pride of her power shall seize in her. As for the city, Hi Anan Yechasena, a cloud will cover her. Uvnoseha Vashvi Telachna, and her daughters, meaning the villages surrounding the capital, shall go into captivity. From now on, Egypt will never regain its former independence. Even later in history, it will only function as an extension of Persia or the Greeks during the Ptolemaic period. This shift in power and dynamics is a miracle. Vasisi shvatim b'mitzrayim v'yaduk yani Hashem, and I will execute judgments in Egypt, and they shall know that I am Hashem. Pasuk Chaf begins a new section of the Perek, a new nevuah, where Yechezkel uses the metaphor of arms to show the strength of the kings involved. Paro's arms are broken, which symbolizes his weakening status over the course of time. Nebuchadnezzar's arms get stronger, which represents his ascendancy over the region. Pasuk Chaf tells us this Nevuah happened in the 11th year on the 1st of Nisan, which took place 2 months after the last Nevuah. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph, verse 21, Hashem tells Yechezkel, Ben Adam, Ezroa Paro Melech Mitzrayim Shavarti, Son of Man, I have broken the arm of Paro, King of Egypt. This break was not set so it would not be healed. According to Rashi and Radak, it represents the defeat of Paro Necho in the 4th year of Jehoiakim at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. From that time forward, Paro Necho lost the ability to fight on foreign soil. It was as if one of his arms was permanently broken. his other arm was still able to fight. In Pasuk Chaf Beis, verse 22, it says that in the coming war with Nebuchadnezzar, Vishavarti Ezro Sav, and I will break both of his arms, as a chazakav as an ashbaras, the strong one as well as the one that is broken, so that he may no longer hold any sword, and Egypt could be sent into exile. In contrast, Pasuk Chaf Daled, verse 24, Vichizaki Ezro Melech Bavel, I will strengthen the arms of the king of Bavel, Vinasati Escharbi Biado, and I will put my sword in his hand. Rav Breuer points out that Nebuchadnezzar will only need to stretch out his hands against Mitzrayim, but the devastating destruction will come from Hashem. Through submission and subsequent scattering of Egypt across the lands, everyone will know that there is indeed a God. To summarize, in this parak we learned that Mitzrayim was going to be destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. None of its main cities would survive, and its people would be exiled. Bavel would be a superpower, while Mitzrayim would lose all of its strength and would be broken, never to recapture its former glory. This shift in power has been orchestrated entirely by Hashem to pay back Mitzrayim for its sins. Thank you for studying together, Le'ulei Nishmas, Malka Esther Basvi Yosef.